Rex, when you guys take a look at the film on Sunday, and you've seen the film of the Patriots, I assume, all season, how do you not make it a priority to pass a majority of the time?
Well, with us personally, well, yeah. I think you have to be balanced. I mean, the one thing about, you know, I know, like, New England, every year they get criticized for, you know, their pass defense, what they rank and all that. But it's not about that. I mean, the Patriots play complementary football where, you know, obviously you have the number one offense in all of football, scoring offense, total offense, everything else offense. So what you do is you try to win the turnover battles. And when they do, this team, you know, their record when they win the turnover battles, you know, phenomenal. So that's something that they do, and I think it kind of goes overlooked. You know, I know the offense, and deservedly so, gets a ton of credit. But, you know, since 2008, for instance, when New England wins a turnover battle, they're 39-4. And that, to me, that's a team thing. You know, when they lose it, they're 8-10. So I think the defense, you know, plays a part in that, obviously. But they'll be willing. And plus, when you get up that many, you know, that many points a lot of times, you're willing to give up some things underneath and hoping that, hey, look, I'll get a tip ball. We'll come up, force a tackle, maybe force a fumble. But, again, that's, you know, I think their defense is you know, doesn't necessarily get the credit that they deserve.
Rex, when you brought in Jeremiah Bell and Laron Landry, were you thinking of a couple players to try to stop guys like Gronk and Hernandez? And then, you know, how would you assess their play so far this season?
Well, I think they're playing pretty good. I think, you know, both these guys are you know, good football players. They're physical. They're tough guys. And, you know, they're passionate players. But, you know, specifically against, you know, Gronk and Hernandez or whatever, I don't necessarily see that. I think, you know, you on defense, you try to get 11 good football players on the field. And that's what we do. When we have those two guys out there, we know we got two really good players with those two.
How's life without Revis?
Well, you know what? We much prefer that he's here, that's for sure. But the fact he's not, you know, we're about, playing team defense. And, you know, we can overcome injuries. We've overcome injuries in the past. We lost a Pro Bowl nose tackle 3 plays into a season once. We've had different injuries. You know, lost Jim Leonard a couple times, you know, but again, you know, it's never been about one player. It's about, you know, that entire unit. And, you know, we feel pretty good. I really like the way Antonio Cromartie's playing. He's really stepped his game up and has really been like an elite corner in this league. And, you know, he's really doing a tremendous job. And this gave an opportunity for a young man like Kyle Wilson to step into a bigger role for us. And he seems to be doing a nice job for us.
In what particular way has Cromartie picked up his game, Rex?
I think in every way. I think, you know, it starts in the classroom, and it also starts being a leader, bringing guys with you, teaching the younger players, and stepping up as a mentor to people, you know, in the way he studies, way he prepares. And then stepping up and taking on, you know, generally the tough down, you know, going against Andre Johnson, you know, having him almost every snap, you know. Those are the type of things that I'm talking about. And when you look at it, he's probably playing better than any corner in the league right now. So, you know, obviously we knew that we had a great player in Antonio Cromartie, but now he is he's the guy that has to take the tough down, and he's doing a good job for us.
Rex, do you feel like your team's one that's still searching for their identity?
No, hey, look, you know, we're just, you know, we know who we are. The other people might not. We know who we are. We're a team, and, you know, we believe in what we do. And, you know, sometimes you're gonna be able to run the ball a little better than other times, but we're committed to running the football. And, you know, it might not be that, you know, we might not have great success, but we're gonna keep running it. And we think that opens up our passing game for us. So we don't play offense the same way New England does. We don't have the same players. You know, we're built differently. We have excellent players. We're just built a little different. And You know, I think a job of any coach is to kind of maximize the talent that you have and put them in position to be successful. And I think both our team and New England does that. We just, you know, both teams just do it a little differently.
Obviously, all four teams are tied in the division right now. Does that put even more emphasis on the remaining games left, particularly, obviously, division and conference games?
Well, I think so. I think, you know, you're going for it. Obviously, that's what you try to accomplish. You know, one of your objectives every year is to win your division. Obviously, you know, New England's had a stranglehold on this division for several years. The 3 years that I've been the head coach, obviously, that's the, you know, they've won our division and quite honestly pretty handily. So, you know, they're the ones to beat. It goes through New England without question. And, you know, I'm sure that's a goal not just of ours, but of Buffalo's and Miami's as well. But, you know, I think when you look at it, it's always like you mentioned, you know, it's good news, bad news. Good news is you're tied for first. Bad news is you're tied for last. So, you know, but it is, you know, that's kind of the NFL right now. And, you know, I think the team that can, you know, stay consistent, stay the course, you know, hopefully that's us, and we'll find a way to get on top this year.
All things being equal and considered, I mean, do you like your position right now? I mean, being on the same equal footing with the Patriots?
Well, yeah. I mean, I'd rather be, you know, tied for first than, you know, than not win the game or something. I mean, it's you know, I wish our record was better than it is, that's for sure. But you know, we can't do anything about, you know, what's happened in the past. You can learn from it, but you just got to build on, you know, the present and the future, and we're working hard to get better.
Rex, can take one more question.
Anyone?
Six games in, Rex. What do you think of the Tebow Sanchez dynamic, and how can it grow?
Well, I think you know, it's been good. Obviously, Tebow, and I've mentioned before, you know, when we picked him up, not just as a good quarterback, but he's a good football player. And I think you've seen him, you know, do some things successfully here. You know, he's running the Wildcat here, and you know, we faked three punts, and we've been successful on all three of them. And I think that tells you another. A little bit of why you bring him in and some of the dynamics that he brings to you. But Tim has been great. You know, those two guys really work well together. And, you know, we think as the year goes on, we're just going to get better and better. You know, it's a brand-new offense for us that we put in. And, you know, we're getting a little more familiar with it and things. And guys are feeling more comfortable around it. So hopefully we can get this thing going.
Rex,
thanks, Coach Ryan.
All right, guys.